This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Later this week, U.S. senators will vote on rule changes designated to streamline the legislative process. As Frank Morris reports, Missouri's Senate delegation is split on the proposed changes.
Republicans launched an unprecedented number of filibusters in the last 2 years. A filibuster can shut down discussion of an issue until 60% of the Senate votes to end it. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat, says Republicans have been using them routinely to bottle up legislation and to effectively block majority rule.
As I said to one of my Republican colleagues that was worried about what we were doing, you know, that we need to hold on to the Senate, and I said, well, what are we holding on to? This place doesn't work like it used to.
McCaskill says she'd like to see senators required to show up and talk on the Senate floor in order to lodge a filibuster. She says that if need be, she'll vote to change the rules with a simple majority, something Republicans call the nuclear option. Senator Roy Blunt is featured on a website devoted to stopping that option.
The rules of the Senate are still adequate for the Senate to do its job.
Blunt says if Democrats vote to change the Senate rules with a bare majority, they'll likely employ similar tactics to steamroll the minority in the future. An alternative, bipartisan effort to change Senate rules would streamline the process but stop short of a talking filibuster requirement. Supporters hope that compromise will draw the 67 votes required for a normal rule change. Frank Morris, KCUR News.
Governor Jay Nixon has unveiled more of his agenda for the upcoming legislative session. Marshall Griffin has the details.
In addition to expanding Medicaid, Nixon says he wants to consolidate the regulatory commissions within the Department of Natural Resources.
I think we have too many commissions, and I think narrowing those while continuing to protect air and water, but get more efficiency in that area so that resources can be focused appropriately there.
Nixon also says Missouri has the fourth shortest school year in the nation and that there should be a discussion on making it longer. And he says he wants to expand tourism by focusing more attention on state parks and other outdoor attractions. The legislative session begins in just under 2 weeks. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Columbia Public Works Department says based on local forecasts for winter weather, the department decided to start pre-treating roadways this morning. In a press release, the department said it will be monitoring roadways and will call in additional crews if necessary, and asks drivers with New Year's Eve plans to closely monitor conditions throughout the day. Meantime, the Missouri Department of Transportation has a live updated traveler information map on its website that shows road conditions throughout the state. We have a link at kbia.org. A Missouri task force on preventing sexual abuse of children is preparing to report on its year-long study. The 14-member panel was created under a 2011 state law. Members included legislators, advocates, law enforcement, and officials from school districts and state agencies. The task force accepted testimony during public hearings statewide. The panel's final report will be presented first to Governor Jay Nixon, lawmakers, and the State Board of Education. On Thursday, task force members will hold a news conference in the Capitol to discuss its findings and recommendations. The new year is bringing an increase to Missouri's minimum wage and the end of an open records exemption that has covered response plans and security systems. Starting Wednesday, the state's minimum wage increases from the federal rate of $7.25 an hour to $7.35. The raise comes because of inflation. A 2006 voter-approved law increased Missouri's minimum wage and included a cost-of-living adjustment. In addition, two exemptions to the open records law expire at the end of 2012. One covers operational guidelines and policies developed by law enforcement, public safety, first response, or public health authorities for preventing and responding to terrorism incidents. The other deals with security systems and structural plans for buildings. Legislation has been proposed for the 2013 session to renew those exemptions. 2012 was a rough year for Missouri farmers battling severe drought and extreme heat, but some species of wildlife did well. Marshall Griffin reports it was a good year for turkey in the state.
Wild turkeys are ground nesting birds which thrive better during dry years. Jason Isabel is a resource scientist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says the drought and hot weather from the past two summers have sparked a sharp rise in the state's turkey population.
Yeah, this year's hatch was actually 42% above the previous five-year average and 21% above the previous 10-year average, and it was identical to last year.
Isabel says, though, that last year's improved turkey hatch varied by region, while this year it was more evenly distributed throughout Missouri.
Actually, our highest production during the 2012 was down in the eastern part of the Ozarks. But other than down in extreme southeastern Missouri, we tended to see a pretty uniform hatch throughout much of the state.
And Isabel says this year's abundant hatches have translated to a good year for turkey hunters in Missouri.
Well, our fall turkey season this year, our fall firearm season, harvest this year was up 20% from what it was last year, and permit sales were up 9%. And that's certainly good news for anybody looking ahead to the spring season as well. There should be a larger group of two-year-old adult gobblers out there than we've had in quite a few years, so that's certainly encouraging.
In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The executive director of the Missouri Republican Party says he will seek to be nominated as a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. The Southeast Missourian reports that Lloyd Smith, who was also a former chief of staff for U.S. Representative Joanne Emerson, announced his plan to seek the nomination on Friday. Emerson, a Republican, announced earlier this month that she is leaving Congress in February after first winning the seat in 1996. In an email to members of the Republican Congressional Committee, who will choose a nominee for the seat to run in a special election, Smith said he hopes to talk with committee members about his vision for serving in Congress. Several others have also expressed interest in succeeding Emerson. A statewide effort to share extra venison taken by deer hunters is bringing in record donations. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the program, called Missouri Share the Harvest, is on track to distribute 400,000 pounds of donated meat. The venison is distributed through regional and local food pantries. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.